mercy, and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen to this. It's a portion of a poem by Edgar Allan Poe. And I rest so composedly now in my bed that any beholder might fancy me dead, might start at beholding me, thinking me dead. The moaning and groaning, the sighing and sobbing are quieted now. With that horrible throbbing at heart, ah, that horrible, horrible throbbing. The sickness, the nausea, the pitiless pain have ceased with the fever that maddened my brain, with the fever called living that burned in my brain. And oh, of all tortures, that torture the worst has abated the terrible torture of thirst. For the naphthalene river of passion accursed, I have drunk of a water that quenches all thirst. Thirst. Thirst is actually an unpleasant sensation that you and I encounter in our life. To be thirsty is to have a desire for something, a desire for something fulfilling. Maybe to quench our desire. Any thirst is a bodily desire. It's a craving. Our bodies have a balance within them. We have to maintain this balance in our bodies. Hence, we cannot live without water. Or our soul cannot live without righteousness. There are these detectors in our bodies, detectors in other systems that detect a decreased volume of water, of food, of love, of entertainment, of salt, of sex, of toys, of righteousness. These detectors, they signals are sent to our central nervous system then, which in turn keys our brain to find something to partake of and quench this thirst. Isaiah said 700 years before our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord our God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you." So what is it that you thirst for? What do you have to obtain to quench the desires that are in your body? We all have something. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew's gospel, he said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." What is going to quench your thirst. Jesus also said in John's Gospel, chapter 6, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. And according to Isaiah, it's totally free. So what do you thirst for? Psalm 42 says that your soul thirsts for the living God. That's why you're here tonight. That's why you came. Your soul is thirsty. It wants to see Jesus. And you shall. Paul said to young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he said, flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. God's word giving us directions on how to quench that thirst. Because Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all this righteousness, faith, love, peace, and hope will be added to you. That's what Jesus said. What is it you thirst for? There's a long list of things we all need. There's attention. Pay attention to me now. That's what Jesus says. That's what God told Isaiah to write. Pay attention to me, says our God in heaven. So what do you thirst for? Oh my. I think my personal favorite is food. I need food. I'm hungry. Maybe that's my sin. I've made food into a god. I need more money. Maybe we all need more money. Maybe we need to keep the money we've got. Maybe we've made God money into a god. I need fun. I need friends. I need love. I need to be held. I need to be touched. I need water. I need water. Because I thirst. So what do you thirst for? And the opening words of our Old Testament lesson for tonight. I love these. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come and buy and eat. Our Lord fulfills all desire. Our Lord fulfills every dream. Our Lord fulfills every want, every thirst that we have. He quenches that with his holy presence here in his body and blood. In the words of the absolution you heard a moment ago, your sins are forgiven. Oh, yeah, that's nice. No, that's wonderful. Your sins are forgiven. That's big stuff. That means heaven for you and for me. thirst. Come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy, and eat. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen. We gather